Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com. Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly. Sports Weekend with Marty Terrell, presented by Innovative Wellness. InnovativeWellness.center. Here's Marty Terrell.
And now, a special Sports Byline Encore presentation.
Hi, good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Weekend here, presented by American Premium Vodka, by Innovative Wellness, Brockett Mortgage, and our great partners across the way as we talk the world of sports. Our producer, as always on the weekend, at least most Saturday nights, by and large, Bailey Peck is with us out in San Francisco as we kind of recap the week and we look forward to the week ahead. And right now we're in the midst of the U.S. Open at Pinehurst number 2, and Bryson DeChambeau right now, as we roll into Saturday and Sunday, is with a 2-shot lead right now, and really playing some excellent golf, 3-under for the day. And like we said, nothing like the U.S. Open, like a volatile leaderboard. You know, 1 minute someone's up 2 strokes, and then they just run into a, you know, a brick wall or a very difficult hole, which Pinehurst number 2, just about every single hole. I mean, it is just an adventure, a grinder's paradise, as these guys are really getting a severe test. Narrow fairways, rough that you can't even fathom, kind of a like a wiry rough, looks like clumps of hair, wiry hair, and you get behind one of those clumps, and then there's some sand underneath it. Very, very toilsome for the field going into the weekend. So Bryson DeChambeau right now with the 2-shot lead over Rory McIlroy and a host of others lurking 3 and 4 shots back. But I think these next 4 or 5 holes as we roll through these hours are going to be very telling. Going to be very telling. And I think DeChambeau, if he gets a four, you know, maybe a 3 or 4 or 5 shot lead, he is going to be one tough customer. He's got a U.S. Open under his belt. He's had a topsy-turvy career, but he has really kind of reclaimed himself. It's been kind of a cyclical run for him. Custom-made clubs, bodybuilder, hits the ball a mile. I mean, literally just hits the ball, crushes the ball. So, yeah, we'll keep an eye on the U.S. Open, NBA Finals, NHL. We got a lot to get to. Frank Martin, who we spoke to a week ago, he's fighting tonight against Gervonta Davis out in Vegas. We're going to keep an eye on that as well. We got it going. It's Sports Weekend on Sports Byline. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it here.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Sports Weekend here on Sports Byline Broadcast. I'm Marty Terrell. Thank you for taking time out of your busy weekend to spend it with us here on a Saturday into a Sunday. Bailey Peck along the way. Blake Byrne coming up. We're going inside health and fitness a little bit later on, which I love. I really do on the weekend. You know, we all turn over new leaves, right? Start of the year, New Year's resolutions, and then we don't hang on to them. Then we roll into summer, and then we're active, but we don't do enough. We don't keep track of it. We're not disciplined. So what is a, you know, what is a healthy lifestyle? We're going to dive into that headlong tonight, and I'm looking forward to it. So Blake is really, really prepared, and I think he's got a great segment coming up. And the podcast is available after the fact at iHeart, TuneIn Radio, and all of our partners. Simple Radio, great place. But iHeart, to me, is the best because, you know, within 24, 48 hours, that this entire three-hour show is up at iHeart Radio Sports Overnight America, and whammo, you got it. And then you can go back and listen on demand, you know, as many times as you want. And what I love about Blake is he gives good tips, and then I forget to write them down, and then I got to go back and listen, which I did today, the last week's episode. But, yeah, so Blake Byrne's coming up, and we look forward to that. But DeChambeau right now, 7-under. He's playing 14, third round, down the home stretch in round number three. Rory McIlroy. Two back. He is through 16. And then Pavon at minus four. Patrick Cantlay at 3-under along with Matsuyama. Finau had it going today, and then he backed up. He's on 17 right now, the par three. And he is at one point was 5-under and has given back four shots. It's just, I mean, that it's a volatile leaderboard. It just is. And it just, you know, you get a lead or, you know, you get a little bit of a roll going and then one hole. That's all it takes. One shot, one hole, putts rolling off the green, chip shots uphill that are rolling back to the golfer's feet, which, you know, you can see the steam coming out of their ears. It's just you can just see how fired up they get. And then you know, Ludvig Åberg, who is really a sensational young golfer. I want to say maybe not even 22 years old yet, but Ludvig Åberg today is at minus three, going to 15, but he was up there at 6 under for a while too. So DeChambeau right now lining up about a 6-foot putt, which would put him 8 under. And we'll give you a little live bonus coverage, and he makes it. He just kicked it in the side door. So a 3-shot lead headed to 15, 16, 17, and 18. He's got 5 birdies after starting on the 5th hole. The 5th, 10th, 11th, and 14th. 5th, 7th, 10th, 11th, and 14th. He had a bogey at hole number 4 today. So DeChambeau at 4 under, 8 under for the United States Open Championship. He is going to be very tough to catch. If this lead stays where it is, even, and if it goes for another stroke or two, look out. Going to be very, very interesting on Father's Day Sunday. And we'll do some Father's Day, retrospectives and look back. I wrote a blog at mouthofthemidwest.com. You can read about my dad and my relationship with him over golf, and my Uncle Kenny, my dad's brother, obviously, and both have passed away over the last 3 or 4 years. And, Father's Day is bittersweet for a lot of people. You know, if you're a dad and your kids, do something special for you, it's a remarkable day. And for other people, it gets kind of balanced out. For a lot of people who have the big emotional swing, their kids and Father's Day, sons and daughters reaching out to dad. And then you've got, of course, dads and moms who are looking out to their fathers who have passed on, and so it could be a really kind of an up and down day, if you will, and it tempers you and it makes you think and you get reflective, and it can be both a wonderful day, and at the same time it can be a very tough day for a lot of people to navigate. But Father's Day and the traditional final round of the United States Open, and we obviously are going to look forward to that. So let's just start with the NBA. It's not going to take much. Boston was up 3-0. I have never left an NBA Finals game early, but I did last night. Full admission, full disclosure. Third quarter complete, American Airlines Arena, 90-61, 90-63, whatever it was. I couldn't get out of there quick enough. I mean, get me out of here. Got a nice Uber ride. Boom. Same guy picked me up this morning, got me to the airport, get me back to Boston and New England as we get ready for Game 5 on Monday night at TD Bank Garden, where, the Celtic fans, and there was a lot of them, they estimated about 1,500 Celtic fans made the trip down to Dallas-Fort Worth. Well, it was an estimate, Dan Shaughnessy in the Globe, and I heard that number bandied about. Listen, the Celtic fans aren't upset. Look, there was a 122-84. They got crushed. I mean, it was just an embarrassing performance. The way they're rationalizing it and what is assaging the salt in the wound, hey, they're up 3-1, and now Game 5's in Boston, and the quote-unquote clinch is coming on Monday night. And I feel the same way as well. But it was awful. They didn't have – I mean, Tatum was awful. Jaylen Brown was putrid. They didn't play a lick of defense. They couldn't make a shot. It was just, and Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic both, were just on fire. And Lively finally showed up. Gafford was a factor. Exum off the bench gave him a little bit. Josh Green came off the bench, gave him a spark. I'm missing somebody. But it was just a dominating performance, and from start to finish. And it was so funny because I sat in amongst some Celtics people, and pregame they were so jacked up. I mean, we were in our seats a good hour and 15 minutes before tip. There were adult beverages for a lot of the people who imbibe, and the optimism, the excitement. They're wearing their Celtic jerseys, and then I didn't hear a peep out of these people. I'm not kidding you. The rest of the night, there was a couple who were originally from Northampton, Massachusetts, and now living down in Miami, made the trip over. Nicest people in the world. I mean, just really nice people, and paid huge dollars. Huge dollars for these tickets, and I mean over 3,000, and there's two of them, so they're into them for you know, somewhere between $3,000 and $4,000. That's $8,000 to watch a basketball game. And I looked over at him at the end of the half, and I felt terrible for him. I was just like, wow. I mean, you know, there's no refunds in that world. There are no refunds. There's just like, hey, you lay out the lumber, you lay out the dead presidents, and you sit back and you hope you see history. And they were very, very dogged in their statements. They were very resolute, saying, nope, this ain't going back to Boston. Celtics win tonight. El Sweepo, four games straight, 18th world championship, and on and on and on during the pregame show. And I didn't hear a peep out of them. And I gave them a nod at the end of the third quarter. I didn't have to say anything. They knew how I felt. I knew exactly how they felt. I was going to throw salt in their wounds. I looked over. I said, I gave them the nod like, hey, it was great being with you, but not really, because it was awful. And then I stepped off into the 85-degree, you know, 10 o'clock in the evening, Friday night heat in Dallas-Fort Worth, got back to the hotel, and then, you know, 3:45 in the morning, you're getting up to catch a plane at Dallas-Fort Worth. So, yeah, Monday night, be there, be square, Boston Garden. It'll be packed. It'll be a monster ticket. Celtics trying to clinch a world championship, number 18. Disastrous performance Friday night in Dallas. It becomes ancient history if they clinch. I shudder at the thought, should the Celtics lose on Monday, now you're going to start seeing it tight, because now you're going to go back to Dallas, and then you got to come back to Boston in all probability, and then you're looking at history, right? You know, a 16 seed never beat a 1. A 16 seed never beat a 1 until it happened like two years out of 3 in the NCAA tournament. We're coming back. We'll do some puck. We got baseball. We got Blake Byrne. All straight ahead here on Sports Weekend. I'm Marty Terrell. I'm Byline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, let's get a U.S. Open leaderboard on a Saturday into a Sunday. And I'll tell you what's happening right now, presented by American Premium Vodka by Rocket Mortgage. American Premium Vodka, enjoy and celebrate responsibly. Rocket Mortgage right now with $10,000 down towards your closing costs. Check out the details at rocketmortgage.com. DeChambeau is just... I mean, he's turning this into a one-horse race. McIlroy has now backed up another stroke. So in real-time scoring, what we have right now is Bryson DeChambeau at minus 8 through 15. Rory is at 4 under, along with Pavone at 4 under. And Pavone's in the clubhouse after shooting a 69. Cantlay at 3 under. And Oberg is given another shot back. He joins Matsuyama at 2 under. Here's what's going on. Now, we've got a rules thing going on here right now, and I want to caution you. I don't know if they're alleging something. Hold on. Hold on. That might be a big nothing. When I see the rules guy jump on TV, I'm thinking, uh-oh. Somebody at home saw an infraction, called in the USGA, and this is what happens, folks, time and time again. You know, someone sitting in, you know, Winter Park, Florida, is watching the golf tournament on TV, sees a rules violation, gets on the blower, texting or instant messaging the USGA and says, hey, rule such and such 171.AG was just violated. We've seen it before. So when I just saw the rules official pop up on TV, I wanted to see if anything was amiss. But apparently it was a rules clarification. We shall see. And if it's anything big, we'll recap it throughout the night here. But I mean, I hate to say this right now, but I mean, the drama might be out the window. I mean, DeChambeau still got 16, 17, and 18. He basically has 24 drives this week over 330 yards. I mean, he's just absolutely crushing the golf ball, and he's turning Pinehurst into his little personal pitch and putt. And let's see on this tee shot, he goes way, way left. This could be some trouble. Then it faded back into the fairway. So, you know what, Bryson DeChambeau, what he's in right now is a groove. He's just on a roll, and you can see it. He is. He doesn't even need any synthetic thing to boost him up. He's going on raw adrenaline right now, and he is just hitting the you know what out of a golf ball right now. So, look, he's probably going to take a 4 or 5 shot lead into tomorrow's final round. I don't see him losing that. I just don't. Could he? Of course. Could anybody? 100%. It could happen. But right now, it just looks like he's turned this into, you know, it's going to be a battle for second. He just looks right now, he is in a absolute groove. And, yeah, so the United States Open goes back to 1895 to here we are in 2024. So what's that, 124, 125 years of America's championship and Bryson DeChambeau. And when I was in Dallas, it was funny. My hotel was right next door, the Curio Hilton, right next door to SMU. And that's where he went to college. And of course, Payne Stewart. This is the 25th anniversary of the passing of Payne Stewart, or the 25th anniversary rather of him winning, and then simultaneously winning the U.S. Open at Pinehurst number 2 in 1999, and then a few months later in October, he passed away in the plane crash. So it's been a heightened awareness and a heightened level of emotion in North Carolina at Pinehurst number 2 this week. But Bryson DeChambeau, holy smokes. So there's your leaderboard update brought to you by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly by Rocket Mortgage. Here on Sports Weekend. All right, NHL tonight, we'll keep an eye on that. Listen, like the Celtics and Mavericks, there's little drama. I mean, the Oilers are home. You know, listen, I watched that game. I stayed with it the other night. But, I mean, what are you staying with? You know, it's 1-0. They get a great goal. Fogle gets them an equalizer at 1-1. And then next thing you know, you turn around and it's 4-1. They get two more goals and a mad scramble at the net. At the enemy net in the waning moments. I thought it was going to be 4-4. Bobrovsky made a tremendous pad save. I mean, just got the leg down in a nick of time. Otherwise, we're looking at 4-4. We go to sudden death. And it could have changed the complexion of the series. But listen, Florida's winning the cup. The Celtics are winning the NBA championship. I mean, I don't mean to burst your balloon. I'm not telling you anything you don't know or feel. I mean, you're talking nearly insurmountable. So what are we talking about here? I mean, I could sit here and try to, you know, sell you something, you know. But what am I going to sell you? The idea that, you know, we're going to see drama and one of these teams are going to scratch and claw their way back to 3-3 and force a game seven? It's not happening. And if it does, I'll be the first one to eat those words, you know. And like they say, just serve me, give me some salt and pepper and some Worcestershire sauce, and I'll eat the crow if one or both of these teams come back. It ain't happening, folks. It's over. The Florida Panthers are winning the Stanley Cup and the Boston Celtics are winning the NBA championship. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just there's odds. I mean, it's not even a gambling thing. It's just law of averages. No team, 0-156. No team in NBA playoff history has ever come back from 0-3 down. It's so hard to do. Boston's too deep. Now, look at Dallas gets your attention. 122-84 gets your attention. Boston was playing guys that don't play in the middle of the third quarter. They waved the white towel. To their credit, they didn't tank after the first quarter because it was reasonable. At halftime, it was unreasonable. Midway through the third, we all understood what was going on. The Celtics were going to lose by a big number, an embarrassingly big number. So we don't want to insult your intelligence. And you know, Coach Mazzulla did what any coach would do at that point. You wave the white towel, you get some guys out there, and you get your veteran players and your starters a little bit rested. You let them sit there and observe and look at the mess they made by getting embarrassed like this. Let that sink in a little bit. It was a healthy dose of reality for Boston, in my opinion. And so what you're going to see is the flip side of that. Is Boston going to win by 30 on Monday night? No, I don't think they will. And I do think they're going to get a good punch in the mouth from Dallas. But I think Boston will have a much different response Monday night to the knuckle sandwich they're going to get early in that game. Because Dallas isn't going to roll over. They're not. But they're not good enough to beat this team. They're just not. All right, so McIlroy has just put it out. He finishes at 69. He's going to be 4 or 5 shots back. He and Pavone are both 4 or 5 back. At the end of today, I think it's just too much to come back from. So we'll see. I mean, that seems to be like a theme of tonight's show. Welcome to Sports Talk Radio, where we come in and tell you, you know what, don't bother watching because we're going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And you know what, it's not like we got a crystal ball or we're some kind of savant. Or, you know, we have these unbelievable powers. This is obvious. You know, master the obvious, expert at none. This is obvious. So there you go. So we won't get too wrapped up in that. But, you know, in terms of Edmonton, look, they had a great regular season. Connor McDavid, hard to believe, 9-year veteran. When I heard that the other night, I thought I was hearing things. He's 27 years old. He came into the league at, what, 18, 19 years old? My Lord. And Edmonton's just going to come up a day late and a couple of bucks short. But you know what? Connor McDavid's been on full display. His line mate, Leon Draisaitl, has been held scoreless in this finals. And what do they have? They got 2 goals, 1 goal. I mean, they've just been – they got shut out. They got one. They've scored 4 goals in 3 games. You're not winning a cup. And you got to give Florida's defense and goaltending a lot of credit. You just do. I mean, that game was 1-1 on Thursday night. You blinked. You know, you went out and got yourself a cold glass of water or a beer and a pop, and you sat back down. It was 4-1. Game over. I turned away. I was watching, Law and Order, something. I got away from it. Did I come back and check? Yeah. But was I locked and loaded? Uh-uh. Because it was over. And they did hold on for a 4-3 win. NHL and the NBA at this level, at this stage of the game, has just been, listen, let's call it what it is. There's been no drama. Even with the Celtics, you know, losing a game and getting whacked, 122-84, losing by a big number. Honestly, it didn't move your needle. Celtic fans weren't even, they kind of walked out of the arena last night, kind of shaking their heads, going, boy, that was terrible. But, we got them right where we want them. We want to win the championship on our home court anyways. So I said it. I don't think it was a blatant tank job, but I think subliminally, I think Boston kind of put it in cruise control and said, we'll go down there if we win, great. But, it's going to be much more joyous and much more fervent. And the roof's coming off that building Monday night. There'll be no letdown. There's nothing to let down from. There'll be no hangover. There'll be no carryover from getting blown out 122-84. It ain't happening. You got beat by 38 points. You got beat by 38 points. You got humiliated. It's a damn near all-time record deficit of defeat. But there were like four or five others that were worse. And the Celtics back in the day when they beat the Lakers, they got blown out in some games. And the years that the Celtics didn't win and the Lakers won, the Lakers got blown out by Boston. It happens. But the bottom line is these two series, both NHL and NBA, are in the bag. We come back. We'll check Frank Martin, too, his fight out in Vegas tonight. Gervonta Davis. We're going to keep an eye on that light heavyweight bout out at MGM. We had him on last weekend here on Sports Byline and Sports Weekend. So we're pulling for Frank Martin in that bout tonight. I'm Marty Terrell. We're coming back. Blake Byrne is up next.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Weekend. And what did I tell you? The minute you turn around at this U.S. Open, DeChambeau is at 8-under with a 4-shot lead over McIlroy, Cantlay, and Pavon, who are all at 4-under. But he just chunked his chip onto the green, and he's putting for bogey. And if he misses, which he just did, he is double bogeyed. So a 4-shot lead is down to 2. What do we say about Pinehurst number 2? Blink, and it changes. So DeChambeau just giving back 2 shots, and he is through 16. So he's got 2 holes left, and who knows? We could have a 3- or 4-way tie for the lead here for all we know. All right, let's get Blake Byrne in here, talk some health and fitness. Blake, welcome aboard on Sports Weekend, Sports Byline, and American Forces. How are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How about yourself?
Good. I love our topics tonight. We're going to go through it. We got a nice long segment. The podcast will be up at iHeartRadio. Blake Byrne is with us. Well, what is considered a healthy lifestyle? Let's start right there at the top of the headline. What is considered a healthy lifestyle? Right. Let's start right there, and then we'll go to some of the particulars, Blake. Go ahead. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, a healthy lifestyle, I mean, you can look at it a lot of ways. It's what you, what fits to you. But to me, it means making daily choices to promote physical, mental, and emotional well-being. This includes a balanced diet, rich in nutrients, engaging in regular physical activity, getting sufficient sleep, and practicing good hygiene. It also involves managing stress through relaxation techniques, managing strong social connections, avoiding harmful behaviors such as smoking, excessive drinking, and substance abuse as well. And additionally, achieving a work-life balance and incorporating self-care practices that contribute to a holistic approach to health.
Yeah, and I mean, when you listen closely at that statement, it's right. What I'm hearing, to paraphrase, is you don't have to live a perfect lifestyle. You need a balanced lifestyle. And the word moderation comes into play here, does it not, Blake? Moderation. You might imbibe in some alcoholic adult beverages. You might engage in some other stuff in terms of your diet. But it's moderation. So let's break it down here. Let's start with the diet. And this is the one that everyone struggles with. That and being consistent with their workouts and their exercise. Let's talk about balanced diet, because that's the big one. Let's hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think diet is more important than the actual physical exercise itself. You know, you can work out all you want, but if you don't have a good diet, you know, you're working out really for no reason. It really boils down to, the diet, the nutrients you get in, the portion control, make sure you're not being gluttonous or under-eating, hydration, and limit processed foods as well. Limiting processed foods is huge. You don't want to be eating canes. You don't want to be going out. You don't want to be eating, food that's going to ruin your diet. You may hear fads of carnivore diets, vegan diets, but choosing and going on those fad diets, you're going to miss out on nutrients altogether. The one diet that works for every human is limiting the processed foods you take in. That's what's killing your gut microbiome. That's what's killing you in general as well. It's going to take years off your life eating all that garbage.
It is.
Just focus on getting
diet.
Getting a well-rounded diet. So, yeah.
No question. You know, and when you talk about the variety of nutrients, I heard it explained to me one time, eat some colors, greens, orange, carrots, reds, peppers, radishes, oranges, fruits, apples, you know. I mean, watch the color of your diet, right? I mean, make sure that you're balancing it. and you're getting those nutrients. So we know what you should eat. When we say avoid processed foods, give me some examples of processed foods that people fall really into a trap with. What is it?
That's good. Yeah, I mean, Pops. Pops are horrible. That's probably one of the easiest things to cut out your diet that people do every day, but don't realize the detriment it has on their health. Me personally, I used to drink like 2 liters a day a few years ago, and that is just horrible. It wasn't even diet. It was just normal, you know, Dr. Pepper 2 liter, drink it like it was water. I didn't even know what I was doing to my health at that point. I wasn't, you could say awake yet. That's very easy to cut out, but something very easy that you can just consume every day. Also, fried foods that come from honestly anywhere. Seed oils are huge. That's what usually food is fried in, like canola, sunflower, rapeseed oil, all that. They were made for lubricants for machines. Now they're getting used for our foods. So, you know, you definitely don't want to be consuming that.
All right, we're talking a balanced, healthy lifestyle with Blake Byrne here on his weekend edition here, and we love it. It's so popular. All right, let's move to exercise. And this one doesn't have to be, you don't have to turn into, you know, a workout warrior, weekend warrior, but regular exercise. We're talking about cardiovascular. Obviously, if you want to mix in some other elements like weights, and then there's some other things, maybe yoga, maybe some gymnastics, maybe some other stuff. Let's get to regular, consistent exercise, Blake. And this is another drop-off point for a lot of people. They get started, they don't stay with it because they put too much pressure. They come out four guns a-blazing at the start. Pace yourself. I've heard you say this numerous times. Let's get to regular exercise. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, just start out with cardiovascular activity. I mean, I think I've preached this a whole lot these past episodes, but just start with walking. I mean, you don't want to overdo it. A lot of people, when they want to start their weight loss journey, they start with just cardio only. Cardio only is fine, but you want to make sure you're doing it right. You're going to lose that 50, 100, 200 pounds, and boom, you're going to look like a skeleton. You're going to have hollow cheeks, hollow eyes. You're going to look unwell. And instead of people saying, wow, look at him, they're going to be like, wow, look at him, he looks unwell again. So you want to make sure you're also getting your strength training in with that, so that when you're losing that muscle, you're also putting on muscle and you're getting in the right amount of protein, which that would be 0.8 to 1.2 grams per pound of weight. I mean, that's a good meter. But you don't want to focus on cardio activity only, because you're going to be burning a lot of muscle as well. You say you lose 30 pounds, maybe 8 pounds of that is muscle. And especially if you're an old person, but let's say 80 plus, that could be the difference of lifting up milk into the top shelf. So you really don't want to lose that muscle. You want to put on that muscle or preserve it as much as you can.
You know, Blake, and I want to stay on cardiovascular activity for a moment, because there's two other subtopics we're going to hit here real quick. Here's what I want to tell people, though, and I read this today in a book as I was at the airport in Chicago flying to New England, coming back from Texas, and I read this book, and it just talks about the mental health benefits of better eating and exercise, consistent exercise, as simple as walking and getting your heart rate up and maybe, you know, doing a little bit of intermittent running or whatever you do. But there's a mental, those endorphins, you feel so much better. You come home for a half hour, 45-minute walk, you jump in the shower, you're going to be better at work, you're going to be better in your relationships, you are going to feel better. Let's talk about not only the physical benefits, but there is mental benefits to the consistent workouts, Blake.
Yeah, the mental benefits are crazy. Just for example, today, my girlfriend wanted to go to a baby shower or whatever it was. And it was probably 3 hours before this. And I told her, no, I have to go to the gym. I have to get my cardio in so that I feel good for this show. I have to get my shower in so I'm refreshed and rejuvenated, no brain fog. And it just makes me feel good altogether. So, I mean, that's a great example of what lifting and getting a good exercise in before you go do something. If I ever went out to go just hang out with some people late at night, I'd always have to get a lift in before that. You know, it just raises my mood, my serotonin. It just boosts everything all together and gives you good mental clarity.
It is so true. Blake Byrne with us. All right, let's move on to, I want to go out of order. I know we can do strength training. We will. What about flexibility and balance? You know, those are too interesting. That's interesting. Let's hear about flexibility and balance and how important they are, especially as we age. I know my balance isn't anywhere near what it was even 5-6 years ago. Let's hear.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the age part to it as well. I used to do electro muscle stimulation for a company, and most of our clients that came in were older, 60 plus, and the biggest issue I saw with them was their flexibility and mobility. They couldn't even do lunges, and I'm not dissing them at all. I'm just pointing out the fact that I noticed that the biggest obstacles in their life at that moment were not being able to move correctly, not being able to touch their toes, maybe not even their ankles. They're not even their shins. And when they do a lunge, they're falling over. They're doing a squat. They're off balance. You want to make sure you're doing your flexibility every day. And that's something I've been taking to heart recently as well, is before I go to the gym every day now, I have to do at least 15, 20 minutes of rolling out, stretching, getting my hips mobile. You don't want those to lock up later in life. It really, preventative care is the number one thing.
It's a great point, and it's true, and stretching. And in the weeks ahead, we're going to give people an opportunity to call in, write into us with email and instant messages. We've already had a few on Skype tonight. I'll get to those in a moment. But a lot of them are simple things. People saying, you know, okay, you guys talk about flexibility. What can I do to improve their flexibility? So let me ask you that question before we get to strength training. What can they do to improve their flexibility? Stretching, are we talking sit-ups, push-ups? What are we talking about here?
Yes, stretching is a big one. For the most part, I feel like everyone knows the basic stretches. You know, you've done them at some point in your life. But you can just go on YouTube, look up pretty simple stretches. I mean, it's pretty hard to explain it over the show right now, how to do a certain stretch.
I get it, yeah.
But just go on YouTube, go on Google, look up best stretches. Just start with that. Just start with the simple stuff. Start with rolling out. Roll out your thighs. Roll out your quads. Roll out your calves. Get that loose. Stretch your vertebrae out, especially that. You do not want that to be locked up during the day. It's your whole flow of energy goes through there as well.
All right, we're gonna save strength training for another time, because I want to get to another part that people enjoy but don't get enough of it. And as much as we all love to sleep, or at least some people struggle with it. Adequate sleep, getting the proper amount of sleep and the quality of sleep. Your sleep hygiene is huge. Consistent, quality, and your environment when you go to bed. Let's talk about sleep. This is a huge part of wellness. Let's hear it.
A consistent schedule is huge. You want your circadian rhythm lined up, so when the sun goes down, you go to sleep. When the sun comes up, you wake up. Me personally, I'm not the best at that, but that is a good way to ground yourself, line your body up with the sun, which is huge. You can look into that. If any of you guys have some free time, look up being aligned with the sun. That's not some voodoo stuff or whatever. There's a lot of health benefits to it, but it's very important for your body to recover. A big thing that people overlook, and a little tip and trick: do not eat before you go to bed, or at least don't eat a huge meal, because your body should be focused on recovering what you did throughout that day, not breaking down a meal for 5 hours out of the 8 hours you're asleep. That's going to ruin a lot of stuff that your body needs to do to recover through that night.
All right. Listen, hang on. We got 2 minutes on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about mental health and stress management in our final 2 minutes. Blake Byrne, stay with us. Health, fitness, wellness. We're talking about it here on the Weekend Edition. It's Sports Weekend. We're coming right back.
Do you have Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All right, we're talking to Blake Byrne, and we only got a couple minutes here left before the top of the hour. Blake, sleep hygiene, and that plays into stress management. Give us some tips on what is sleep hygiene. Let's hear.
Sleep hygiene?
Yes.
Like sleep environment, correct?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, you want to not only sleep, but you want to have quality sleep. Explain.
Yeah, your sleep environment's huge. You want to have a dark room. You don't want to let any light in throughout the night so that when you wake up, you're not just blasted by the sun immediately. And your body doesn't stop producing melatonin throughout that night, so that your body can fully recover through those hours that are needed. Blue light blockers throughout the night as well, so you're not getting in a whole lot of blue light that's going to produce endorphins while you're awake. Yeah.
And the other thing that we have to tell people is you got to stay away from caffeine. If you drink a cup of coffee at 10 o'clock in the morning, it's still 25% of that caffeine still going to be in your body 8, 9 o'clock when you're starting to think about going to sleep. Blake, I'm telling you right now, great job tonight. Podcast will be up at iHeartRadio. Check him out, Blake Byrne. We do health and wellness and physical fitness and just goodness. We do it every single Saturday night, and we hear it throughout the week on iHeartRadio. Blake, make it a great Saturday. Make it a great Sunday. Thank you for popping on, my friend. Excellent job tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
You got it. There you go. Yeah, sleep hygiene. You know, caffeine, watch what you put in your body. If you're loading up with sugar late at night, it's going to sit there in your gut. We'll talk more about that, and we'll get into stress management next week. Huge topic. That hits home with me. You know, yeah, cause and effect. You make a choice. You commit to something. Are you putting yourself in untoward pressure cooker, taking on too much, trying to do too much, all in managing your life? Big part of your health and wellness. I'm Marty Terrell. 1 hour of the book. We still got two more to go.